ninth buffer.
Reich aleinu Hashem Elokeinu es hashana hazos yes kominate v'asal l'tova. So we're asking, basically, we're asking for the sustenance of life. Bless this year yes kominate v'asal l'tova. We don't take our food for granted. And as such, the food has to grow. Taking things for granted is a problem. We wouldn't be praying for it if we took it for granted. And we recognize from the beginning of history, post-Edenic history, that food can no longer be taken for granted. By the sweat of your brow, you'll sow the coats v'dardar. You'll reap thorns and thistles. So this is an interesting thing in life. It's an interesting thing in life. How we take so much of life for granted until one day we wake up and we find that what we took for granted can no longer be taken for granted. And it behooves us, as intelligent human beings, it behooves us to think about those things we take for granted, that perhaps we should learn to be grateful for them and not take them for granted. What this bracha contains in this bracha, first of all, take note of this bracha. The way it begins is unique about all the brachot of Shemone Esrei. What is unique about it? It's a bracha, right? What is unique about the beginning? It's the only bracha in which we begin asking for a bracha. Right? If you say, Atochonein Lodom Dad, you're saying about God, and then you say, give me Dad, give me understanding, give me intelligence, give me intellect. Here, it's straightforward. We recognize we really need this bracha. Barchenu. Right? And it's the only bracha. The only bracha in those things which we ask for, in which we say that what we are asking for is essentially goodness. The word tov appears in one other petition, but it's not in the same context. Give us litova, right? The sabenu, sate us. How do you say it? Sabenu? Mituvecha, from your good, the Ribbono Shel Olam, means the ultimacy of creation is Tov. Even for those who say, it's a big machlokas, for those who say, V'sabeinu mituva, right? V'sabeinu mituva, from the good of the land, from its good, they understand that Al-Pi Kabbalah, right? If you take the last letters, okay, V'sabeinu mit alpenei ha'adama v'sabeinu mituva. The last letters of those four words are yud hey and vav hey. And if you understand something about the meaning of God's name yud hey vav hey in Kabbalah, you'll understand that it's the same thing. We're talking about the ultimate kind of an ultimate kind of good. Gentlemen. For a lot of things that we take for granted, so we don't even think about what we're saying. And indeed, we have, really, since we take it for granted, we have no way of measuring whether we really mean it when we're saying these words, or whether we're going blah, 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 blah. Because that's what Jews do. They get up in the morning, they'll blah, 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 blah. But here, in this bracha, which we speak of as an ultimate bracha, we have a way of measuring whether we mean it. And I want you to think about it. I hope, indeed, that you've thought about it many times. And that is, when I finish, and I will finish very soon, we're all going to go down and we're going to eat breakfast. Food. Right? We've asked God, we recognize if we pay attention to our words, we say, we can't take food for granted. We have to ask God for a bracha for food, for our life. For our life. How many people have starved to death while I've been speaking? Okay? Hundreds. For our life. Do we take it for granted or don't we take it for granted? And there's a very simple way of examining the truth of what we're saying. If you take it for granted, this bracha, if it's blah, 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 then you will go downstairs now and you will take your food and you will eat it. Before you eat it, you might say, oh, this looks good, or it doesn't look good, or you might not think about it at all. But then you're taking it for granted. If you want to be meaningful in what you say, and turn your prayer from blah, blah, into meaningfulness, then you act like a human being, rather than the mere animals that we are, by definition, all. You've never seen a hyena make a bracha before it eats Bambi's mother. You take it with gratitude. You say, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I have food to eat. No small matter. Have a good day.